This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. One up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake and money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night. Raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when times get harder.
Here's to the farmers, the family farmers. This program is called The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, a real live American family farmer. The program is aimed at people who, like me, have been frustrated with the realities of trying to keep the family farm going for all kinds of different reasons. And so we take an hour every week to put my broadcasting background together with my agricultural background and learn through mostly the mind and the experience of other people what's going on their farm or in their farming experience, how we can learn about the problems that folks are having or the successes they have. This is a program interested in solutions. So help yourself to the information every week at this time. The focus on several different things each week, focus on government involvement, what you can do, how the family plays a role in businesses, not just farming, but there are many farm family businesses as well. And then the locavores who use our products, the people who want to come to your farm, see what's going on, get the milk, watch the cows being milked. I was talking to my grandson, who's 2.5 years old, and I asked him over the weekend, where does the milk come? He loves milk. Where does that milk come from? Mommy. Where does mommy get it? In the refrigerator. He's 2.5 years old. But he'll be trained well when it comes to how to understand where all the food comes from that he consumes as he grows up. There's a story in one of the trades this week about trespassing and how this is a story, sort of an on-farm horror story. There was somebody that came onto this fellow's farm in a pickup truck, and there was a bit of tension because there was a camera in this car, and they were taking pictures of what was going on the farm, and they really shouldn't have been there. They were looking at the animals, and you know, it isn't that the people who come on your farm have bad intentions, but they need to have your permission. And if they're on your farm without your permission, then they ought not to be there, no matter what. But the other side of it is you need to be careful about what you're doing because people, I mean, you need to do the right thing. Let's just put it that way, especially when it comes to animals. But there are a lot of people looking at farms that are producing produce, and are they spraying things? And if they are, what are they doing? Yeah, there are a lot of people. The problem with this on both sides is ignorance. There are people who just don't know, that think they know because they've read something, and then they take action, and it isn't the proper action. And then there are those who are farming that may not be doing things the right way. And so there's a contest all the time. So I'm here to tell you that we need to do things the right way, and most of us of consciousness are doing things the right way. And the people, I'm going to pretty much guarantee that most of the people that are on this program are doing things the right way. Let's see how that applies to Donnell Peck, director and agricultural economist at the USDA in Rangeland Resources and Systems. This is a research unit. She's been an associate professor of agriculture, University of Wyoming, did a lot of research there, teaching. So let's find out about her area of expertise. Danelle, welcome.
Good morning, Doug. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I'm interested in the future. I want to know what the future holds. This program is aimed at giving people who are family farmers some optimism. There's a lot of us in dairy are very upset about what's going on, and we don't think there's much of a future for the small or medium-sized dairymen. If you don't have 2,000 or 3,000 cows, then you're out of business. You were raised on a dairy farm in upstate New York. What was the situation as you grew up?
Yeah, Doug, that's right. I grew up on a small family farm just outside of Cortland, New York, and I definitely sympathize with what you just said. Man, dairy farming is hard work. And as an economist, you know, I follow those markets a bit. I still have family involved in dairy farming back in New York, trying to find a way, you know, different ways of holding on. But I do think that there's hope. And you know, one of the things that I do in my position with the USDA, so I'm a part of the Climate Hub system through USDA, and you know, what we try to do as Climate Hubs is connect producers with information and tools that can try to give them that next leg up. You know, we work within the realm of weather and climate, but we also work with all of our other USD partners in you know, at FSA and RMA and NRCS. So we're, you know, we're working to try and put farmers and ranchers and foresters in touch with the resources that are already out there, you know, make sure they have easy access to all of the resources, all of the latest and greatest information, in our case about weather and climate, to try and give them that next leg up. So I think there's still optimism out there, but we do want to make sure our producers have access to everything that can benefit them.
All right, so I want to spend not the whole conversation, but I do want to talk about climate, whether it's climate change, how it's going to affect the farmer, but even a look ahead to this year. I'm in New England, I'm actually in Massachusetts, and last year, you know, we had this horrible drought. It ruined my corn crop. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any corn. I didn't grow any corn for my cows. And frankly, the guy that I partner with, who's a produce guy, had 47 acres of corn and lost 40 of the 47 acres because from about this time in May last year until the middle of September, we didn't have one drop of rain. Not one drop. And so then, you know, it was horrible. You know, you couldn't get pastures. The haying was just a nightmare last year to try to get hay for the wintertime or hay to sell to folks who depend on you for their horses or alpacas or whatever it is. And it was just a nightmare. And I don't know, you know, there are two schools of thought probably here, Donnell. One of them is, we want to be able to prepare. But the other side of it is, you can't do much about it. You know, it's irrigation systems being what they are, they're usually tied to local or nearby lakes or streams, and there's no water in them. What the heck good is it? So can we prepare with knowledge? Let's pursue that in a moment as we continue. I find this to be, this kind of research is fascinating and very helpful. Some of the things the government does not say helpful, this is something that is helpful, so we'll dig into it. 15 past the hour. Let me ask you, as a farmer, as somebody involved in farming businesses, are you looking for new people to work with you, trying to hire the best person, and you're frustrated because you can't find people to do the work? I found this to be the problem on my farm. I just can't find people who want to do the work. Well, you can look around locally, or you can reach out nationally with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV offers you the opportunity, free the first time, to find that person, that man, that woman, who have the power and the ideas and whatever it is that you're looking for. The challenge of finding great talent now has been met by using ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So take the opportunity to use it free. Yep, you heard me right. It's free the first time at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. No juggling emails, no calls to your office. Simply place the ad, one click, then to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and you'll be instantly on hundreds of sites with access to thousands of qualified job candidates. So take my advice. If you're looking for good farm help, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the Certified Pre-Owned Sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on Certified Pre-Owned Warranties.
17 past the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Danelle Peck from the government, the USDA Climate Change Research Program. So the climate change that we're going through, I maintain that some of it is natural and some of it's man-made. And the argument is kind of a useless argument because we're still, I mean, there are people more conscious in using solar power and that kind of stuff, but when it gets right down to it, farmers and ranchers are so dependent on the weather. Do you have just a quick thumbnail sketch of what we might expect this summer?
Yeah, Doug. So if your listeners go to, there's a couple of cool resources they can go to see what the outlook appears to be this summer. So they can go look at the drought monitor, the U.S. drought monitor. And thankfully, that U.S. drought monitor map is nearly as drought-free as we've seen in 20 years.
Hooray!
Hooray!
In fact, really, in the Northeast where I am this summer, just to sort of put a contrast, we really haven't, it's been almost a month, we've seen one or two days here and there that were dry and we had sun, but the weather, the haze sort of coming up short because then a lot of sun, and so it's topping out now. It's nice and green, and we'll have a good second crop, maybe even a third, because it looks like we're going to have a sort of wet, maybe cooler summer than we're used to. But
that's,
I guess,
right,
we'll take it after last summer. Is that right? Am I on
that's
the right?
Right?
Is my weather forecasting instinct right?
You are right. And if any listeners doubt you, Doug, they can go check out the Climate Prediction Center. So if they search NOAA, Climate Prediction Center, they'll find the 1 month and 3 month outlooks for both temperature and precipitation.
Climate Prediction Center?
Climate Prediction Center.
All right.
And they'll find those 1 month and 3 month seasonal outlooks. And depending on where your listeners are, you know, the outlook can be different. I'm here in the Rocky Mountain region now.
Yep.
And we're looking at temperatures that are probably going to be above average. And precip depends on which state you're in. Wyoming is going to see a pretty good chances of above normal precip, but a lot of other areas are either kind of just normal or below average. So I encourage your listeners to go check out that resource.
NOAA.org or .gov, NOAA.gov, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
No, Doc. All right. So I want to talk to you in a minute about dairies that are sprouting up all over the place in Colorado, which is not the national trend. We'll dig into that with Danelle Peck from the USDA. It's 21 after on the American Family Farmer.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walking around the bend, lay by the river, climb up in the barn. Welcome to the farm. Yeah, yeah.
Four after the hour, special program for special people. This is a weekly broadcast called The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, our focus is on climate change, on the weather. As far as farmers are concerned, this is the big, without good weather, how do we get our crops done? How do we get feed for the animals? How do we do what we have to do if Mother Nature is unfriendly? Donnell Peck is the director and agricultural economist for the USDA as a specialist in taking care of the climate or looking at the climate. You also, in the area where you are, seeing a lot of changes in farming, and I noted that there are new dairies that are growing up, coming up in Colorado, Nebraska, and South Dakota. I wonder how that is possible, given what my experience is. I started on a farm that I think had 14 Guernseys, and then when I was married, I had a farm. I think we milked about 40 cows then, and then since then, I had a farm, and I was selling raw milk on the farm, and I had a couple of hundred cows. I had 500 at one time, mostly Jerseys. And even selling raw milk for $11.50 a gallon, I couldn't make it in this neck of the woods. So you know how crazy the expenses are in this. I live in a suburban area, and people think I'm nuts to have a dairy farm anyway. It's very unfriendly in all kinds of terms, Danelle. Just on the local, people don't understand. Government doesn't understand what goes on, and they overreach, and it makes it very difficult. So I'm curious about the climate, literally and figuratively, where new dairies are coming up in the area where you are.
Yeah, yep. So you're right, Doug, that the Front Range of Colorado, the Greeley, Colorado area, has in particular been expanding lately. Now, what's driving that primarily is, of course, a cheese plant that came into the air. Loprino Foods brought in a mozzarella cheese plant back in 2008. So that's been driving that demand for more and more cows and farms in that immediate region. Now, why Loprino chose Greeley is a bigger question. Why the Front Range of Colorado? And that part of Colorado is really known for, it has some of the biggest beef feedlots in the country. Yep. And sheep feedlots in the country, and the JBS facility there as well. So they're bringing in lots of forage for those feedlot animals. I'm sure that was a part of Loprino's puzzle, that they knew there was a supply chain already, on the ground and happening and running. But yeah, climate-wise, Colorado is, fairly cool temperatures in the summer, so keeps those cows comfortable.
Right.
The winters, I got to tell you, Doug, I grew up, again, upstate New York, and the winters in Colorado are nothing compared to upstate New York.
Well, I've been stuck
in... Even the winters are milder.
Trying to drive through in a snowstorm in the Rockies, man. You can go on those interstates, and they get closed off.
That's
you don't want to be there in a wild snowstorm, no matter what. But, yeah, New York is cold, and upstate New York is miserable in the wintertime, pretty much the way most of New England is. Especially central and northern New England, it's prohibitive and it's awfully hard for the animals. People have been doing it for years, though. Regulations being what they are makes it more difficult. All right, I want to talk more about the weather specifically and climate change, how it affects farmers as we move ahead here on the American Family Farm.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Yes. Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on climate change research that's being done. And I think the obvious question here for Danelle Peck, or one of the many obvious questions, is with the announcement. I was just looking. I belong to the National Farmers Union, Danelle. I have belonged to the Massachusetts Farm Bureau, Division of the American Farm Bureau, but I find them not as responsive to the smaller farmers anymore. They're so wrapped up in the big, huge agribusinesses that they've lost sight, for me anyway, of what I'm all about. So I find Roger Johnson, and whom I like and appreciate, and what the National Farmers Union is doing, much more helpful for me. And they're not happy about the new budget that's been announced this week by the administration. They've been supportive, as I have been. I think there's some good things that the Trump people are doing, and I think there's some pretty stupid things that they're doing. And so I wondered from your point of view, although it may not be from an unbiased slot, but still, what you think and what your experience is important, because a lot of what you do helps a lot of farmers, and the research now that is being conducted by you and your department may be in jeopardy in the new budget. Is that true? Is that what you're looking at?
Well, Doug, I think it sounds like you know just about as much as we do. We know that that budget process is still evolving. And so, you know, while we watch it evolve, we know it still has a long ways to go yet in the process. So in the meantime, the USDA climate hubs are really focused on our farmers, yeah, and continuing to try and provide practical information and useful tools,
yeah,
that can help make those small family farms. We love reaching out to the smaller farmers. you know, having come from a small family farm, I know how busy farmers are day to day and how little time they have to think about kind of, the, you know, step back and look at it from the 10,000 foot view to try and figure out what they can do differently. You guys are so busy. So the climate hubs, you know, we're going to keep doing what we do until somebody tells us to stop. And we're hopeful that
All right. So I went to your site. And the best way to find it, by the way, at least that I found, Kara and I found it, cpc.noaa, that's NOAA.gov. When you go there, you'll find the Climate Prediction Center that Danelle was talking about earlier, and you put your, you know, you sort of put your pedal to the metal and look at the information that's there. It's very helpful, short-term and long-term, 1 month, 3 months, that kind of stuff. I mean, I think it's difficult when you get to the 3 months to be accurate, but there, you know, there are trends that you can follow. And as part of these hubs, what, let's just, without getting too much into the weeds here, Danelle, talk about the hubs and the tools. Let's give farmers the tools and people who are interested. You've developed these in collaboration with a lot of other folks. We've paid for it as taxpayers. So what do we do? How do we use this information? What's the strongest? You must share this with people that you know who are farmers. And what do they find most helpful of all the info that's available?
Yeah, definitely, Doug. So the first thing I want to tell listeners is, you know, to go ahead and Google USDA climate hubs, and that'll take them to a map of our nation.
Yep.
And they can click on their specific region, because there are 10 regions that these climate hubs serve. And so once they find their region, there'll be a website that directs them to tools that have been developed specifically for them. But some examples, in the Northern Plains, one of our partners in Nebraska has developed a cool little app called AgriTools. And that AgriTools. Yep, A-G-R-I Tools. And so this app will it will take your current location and provide the latest weather and climate forecasts for your area, along with easy links to some, you know, some grazing management tools, some crop, you know, maybe corn and soybean pest tools. So that's an example of a tool that our partnerships have helped develop. Another neat tool for any listeners that are up in the Pacific Northwest, we have a partner out in Oregon who has a really cool software program called AgBizLogic. And this is a really easy to use program to help producers get their costs and their revenues, you know, put down on paper. And then they can go in and play around with lots of different what if scenarios. Mm-hmm. You know, what if I did it like this? How would that affect my bottom line? So I find that tool, again, easy to use, easier than many that I've seen out there. So mm-hmm. that's a great example. One other thing that we try to do as hubs is make that weather and climate information easier to find. So here in the Northern Plains, we've developed a couple of newsletters and newspaper columns that will take that long-term forecast, that seasonal forecast map, and kind of explain why, you know, what does it mean and why is that relevant to agriculture. Mm-hmm. So depending on your region, your region might have a newsletter that will help digest the most relevant weather and climate outlooks for you. So those are just a couple of examples.
The thing that I think would be interesting for a moment, if we can define or differentiate the understanding of weather versus climate change. The weather comes as a result of the climate, and the worry about climate change, I, for one, believe there's a combo effect or impact here. I think the Earth is changing, and it naturally has over the billions of years it's existed, and so what we're going through is part of the cycle, but I think burning fossil fuels isn't helping. But it is, you know, it's a necessary evil, if you will. That's how we power our equipment, and that's how, you know, we get things moved around, is how we get things done. So, you know, if we can replace some of this stuff that we're using with, I'm looking on my farm, actually, at these sort of a parasol, best I can describe it, almost looks like an umbrella type of solar panel that opens up, and then you can put it anywhere, move it around. So if you it doesn't have to be on the roof, and it does adapt to the sun wherever it is. So you could put it along a tree line, for example, and instead of it, you know, only being functional half of the day because the trees block out the sun, it will move and follow the sun. Anyway, I give you that as an example because a lot of farmers don't know that particular model product exists. But let's talk a little about weather versus climate and what how we differentiate the two, if you will.
Yeah, so Doug, I have a fun little analogy that a friend shared with me. And so think about weather as, you know, you look out the window and you see that it's going to be kind of a rainy, cloudy day. And so you choose what you wear that day based on the weather. Okay? But you live in the Boston area. And so you also know what your overall, the whole collection of weather is going to be for the next few years. And so you have a wardrobe, you have a closet full of clothes. So that closet full of different types of clothes, that reflects your climate, right? That reflects the fact that Boston is cool and rainy sometimes and snowy and cold others and hot and humid on others. So climate is that wardrobe. It's your whole closet. Weather is what you choose to wear today to suit the conditions. Mm-hmm. And the question, right, the question for some is, you know, if you believe that the Boston area in the longer term, you know, you're noticing that, gosh, those summer days are hotter than I remember them, then you start to adapt your closet, right? You start to adapt your wardrobe a little bit in adjustment to that. Mm-hmm. So I like that little analogy. I think it distinguishes weather from climate.
Yep, I think you've done a good job with that. All right, we continue as a practical way for producers, whether you're a guy who or a lady who's growing vegetables or you're milking cows, whatever it is, this is a great tool. I want to talk about what the next gen of farmers using technology is going to be all about, specifically as it applies to the weather and the science of climate change. Danelle Peck is here, 44 past the hour. I have a rather important message for people on the farm. I've noticed this. We had a problem on my farm with somebody who was using drugs, and I had to fire that person because there was no way this person was going to get off the drugs. He was so addicted to alcohol and other things, painkillers. He was out of control, and the situation was really deadly. It was a worry. And so I've talked to a few of my friends. There has been in the last 10, 12, 15 years an increase in problems like this on the farm. It's just a sign of the times, it would appear. So I've been contacted by a company called Better Addiction Care. And if you call them at 800-212-3607, you or the person who is the problem can get a free consultation. If you find this person, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's somebody you work for, who works for you, or you value, you got a strong addiction, you don't want to toss them out. Here's the way to have them deal with their substance problems. 800-212-3706. Free consultation. Press 1 when you dial that number and talk to somebody about helping you out of what could be the ruination of your life. Better Addiction Care. You can do it if you set your mind to it. Better Addiction Care will help you have hope. 800-212-3706. This is not a one-size-fits-all approach. Individual care is their specialty, and the interesting thing and the important thing to know is that most people and their insurance policies cover up to 100% of the cost for your treatment. So if you want to save your life, save your job, save your career, save yourself, Better Addiction Care, 800-212-3607.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
The American Family Farmer with a focus on tax reform. In this week's episode, there is a focus on the government providing information to help you plan better through climate observation. Also, my comments on what's going on in the farm bill. But this is a third area for your consideration for a couple of minutes, thinking about how we need a flexible tax code. As we think about tax changes, hopefully farmers' needs are going to be considered, because we need the freedom to both grow and adapt quickly to changes that are beyond our control. And that's part of what needs to be done in a tax reform package. Running a farm is a business. It's challenging under the best of circumstances. And farmers, I think, need a tax code that recognizes the financial challenges that impact them. And there have been a lot of people who have come up with different provisions. As we look at tax reform, income tax rates, capital gains taxes, estate tax repeal. Now, on that area, Trump seems to be in the right pew, as far as I'm concerned. I said I didn't think he was in the right place when it came to the farm bill, but I think when it comes to helping and supporting farmers especially and their families, the tax reforms that have been put forth are very heartening, and especially the recognition of how much farming is a cyclical business. And we can have prosperity one year and then a disaster the next year. Prices bad, yields bad, weather bad. As that's the case, in tax reform, the sustainability of agriculture needs to be protected, if you will, and the averaging, cost averaging, all that sort of thing, which is part of comprehensive tax reform, must be a focus. We absolutely must have tax reform for farmers to survive. All right, so I'm looking, as our conversation continues and concludes in a moment with Donnell Peck, from the Climate Change Division of the USDA. You're from upstate New York. I was just reading a story about a dairy farm being honored as Conservation Farm of the Year. And I bring it up for two reasons. One, that you're from New York State, and they won handling the story of their farm includes the youngsters who are coming along that want to stay on the farm, this Murphy family, they want to stay on the farm. And there's a sub-story here about how, as the next generation, how technically astute they are. And that's part of the change, isn't it, Donnell? The next generation farmer is really technically savvy. They have many programs, for example, in Pennsylvania high schools. They teach technology for farming. And that has to play a role in how we move forward here, because you just mentioned how, technologically speaking, what you're doing is very focused on the technology that's available, but you've got to be able to have access to it, and thus comes the training of how to use it, and a lot of the older farmers just don't want to or just don't think they can.
Yeah, Doug, that's right, and I think you and I have probably been there ourselves already.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, so the climate hubs do try to be sensitive to these generational differences. And so earlier I mentioned, that some of our hubs are putting out kind of our traditional newsletters or our traditional news columns. But then we're also trying to reach the younger generation. They are our next farmers and ranchers. And so the earlier we can get in touch with them and provide some new technology-based tools for them, like the AgriTools app or the software AgBiz Logic. The more prepared they can be for the future. I'm excited about this next generation of farmers and ranchers. I think many of them have watched their families and, you know, the difficult struggle from day to day to, yeah. to make ends meet.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that motivates them. It motivates them to go and, you know, if they go to college, they, you know, make sure they take a business course or an economics mm-hmm. course so they can mm-hmm. learn to do that record keeping that's going to inform and empower their decisions further down yeah. the road.
Because there are a lot of people who have a grim outlook on ag prices, and so the more you know, the better you're going to serve yourself, frankly. I think that's the message here. The website is cpcnoaa.gov for all the information on the weather. You're very special. Thank you, Donnell. Good to have you here. Donnell Peck on the American Family Farmer.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Time to continue to fill your tank up with information. The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. In a moment, I'm going to give you my 2 cents on the president's budget as to how it, at least at surface level at this point in time, would affect farmers. It is a disaster. So let's dig into it a little bit. Not the final budget, but something that as we look at it, perhaps we can play the influence game and relate somehow or another our concerns to those who are in power. I'll give you some tips in a moment here.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558, written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, 56 past the hour here on the American Family Farmer. The budget has been slammed, as it ought to be. The president's proposal, though they aren't really his, they're put together by the gooks that work in these departments, and then they present them, and they put them around, and the president's stamp goes on it. A couple of really powerful Republicans, though, in the Senate have said this is a DOA budget. And the focus is on the budget itself, but then the way farmers voted, the people who live in rural areas in our country, gave Trump a 61-34 percentage advantage over Hillary Clinton. So when you look at, you know, state by state or region by region, it really is kind of ungrateful in a manner of speaking. But there's no respect given Trump. Frankly, I've said many times in many of the different venues that I do radio programs, he's done some good things and some bad things. Smart things, dumb things. He's a human being. But in this circumstance where our self-interest is our preservation, to look at some of the, I mean, we all know some of the programs the Agriculture Department has are dumb, wasteful, not important. But, you know, it's how you delineate. How do you save them? And I think just budget cuts. Okay, so we want a budget cut of 10%. And how it applies now is going to be worked through the Senate Agricultural Committee. I don't have much use for Pat Roberts, who's from Kansas. Jerry Moran, I don't know that much about him, but they both have vowed to fight the plan to cut crop insurance, for example, by $28 billion over the next 10 years. That's about a third off of the budget. And so the Republicans who supported Trump are angry. They're annoyed. And, but I would just say to you to kind of calm down, because the chances are the cuts will never become law anyway. There are 52 Republicans that control the Senate, remember. And so there's a majority there that will do, they'll write new legislation. Trump is not, and his people are not going to get their way. But it's still, it's a slap in the face. Rural states supported Trump. So why are they getting it up the zunga? As as I said, I belong to the National Farmers Union. They've evaluated this. I'm looking at their evaluation, and it's pretty brutal in areas that ought not to be brutalized. So let's kind of, before we get, you know, jump off the train, see what the Republicans come up with to fix the budget. That'd be my way of looking at it. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.